All right, so we are on Pei Ches Amad Aleph, Vayisyatzvu B'Sachdes Ahar. We're going to try and fairly rapidly go through this blot of Kabbalah Sater. There's so much to say, there's so much to talk about. But just in the... just because we don't have a huge amount of time, if we could just try and go through it fairly quickly, and we'll see. So the pasuk says, "Vayisyatzu b'sachta sahar amrav dimi b'chama b'chasa malamet shekofa kodesh baruch olem esahar kegigis v'amar lahem imata mekaba matera mutav imlav sham tehei kvorasten." So the nature of Kabbalah Sotera was b'sachta sahar; they were underneath the mountain. Rashi says, "Tachas sahar mamish." Literally, they were underneath the mountain, implying that the mountain was suspended over them, saying, if you're Mekabal, they're great, otherwise this will be your Kavura. So from here, from this event, from the fact that Matan Torah was done b'kvia, and there's a famous question with lots of answers, why was it done b'kvia if they said Nasa v'nishma, which seemingly implies that they didn't need to be forced, lots of answers to that question, but says the Gemara that, if so, from here, mikan meida rabba la'iraisa. What does this mean? Rashi says, about 20 lines down, first word in, meida rabba she'im yazminam ladin lamalekiyamte mashikibaltam aleichem. Why will you not mekayim the Torah? Yesh lehem tshuva shekiblu ba'aineh. So they have a tshuva. They're able to say that we were forced into it. We were forced into it. Some say Rabba, a beacon, Hadi Kiblu b'me'ach Ahasuerus. Nevertheless, they were Mekabal Torah once again in the time of Ahasuerus. Tichsev kimu v'kibla Yehudim kimu mashu kiblu kvar. They were Mekayim, that which they were already Mekabal once before. Famous Lashon Rashi. Rashi says that they were Mekabal b'me'ach Ahasuerus mi'ahavas hanes shenasta lahem. From the nes, we're up to, we're about halfway down the page in Pei Ches Amud Aleph, three words in Amar Chizkia. So from the Avos HaNeis, which took place in the time of Ahasuerus, so then they were Mekabel the Torah once again. Just to mention, there's a famous question of the Ramban, which many, many discuss and try and understand, and that is, to the extent that the Gemara is saying that Meidah Rabba L'Iraisa, that there was, is this, so to speak, get-out clause, that they're able to pass to themselves and say that we were forced into it. And so ask the Ramban, so why is it that Hashem exiled them? Why did they go to Galus? I mean, you know, the Purim story, this was between the Bais Rish and the Bais Shem. This was already after Galus Babel. So why did they go into Galus if they had this this Maidah? They were able to say, we were forced into it. It's not fair. It's not our fault. The Ramban mentioned something about that even though there was this Maidah, but Eretz Yisrael was given to them on condition. It was only given to them on condition that they keep the Torah. And therefore, to the extent they don't keep the Torah, they have no right to Eretz Yisrael. Whether or not they keep it, you know, the only right to remain in Eretz Yisrael is if you keep the Torah. Al-Kobanim, that's the famous discussion of the Ramban over here. Fine. Good, it says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Chizkia. What's pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim? The Pasuk says, Mishamayin hishmata din eretz yara vishakata. So it's interesting, the Pasuk mentions that the land on the one hand had fear, on the other hand, shakata, it was quiet, it was tranquil, it was okay. So it's a stira, yara lama shakta, vim shakta lama yara. If it was yara, why was it calm? And if it was calm and quiet, why did it fear? Ella. Bitrila Yara, meaning before Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, the land was in fear and trepidation. All of a sudden, once they said Nasa v'nishma, Shakata, then it was quiet. What's the pshat? Why was the land in fear? Falama Yara and Kedar Reish Lakish. Famous Gemara Dam Reish Lakish. Maidech Siv, what's pshat in the Pasuk? Vayere Vayiveker Yoim Hashishi. Why is there a Hey Hayidia over here by the sixth day of my separations? So hey is there a lamale, what's pshat? I mean hey is mashma that it's the hey hayudia, the sixth day, it's referring to something special. Lamale malamit shehisna kadosh baruch hu my separations v'amalem in yisra mekabla matera mutav Atemiskayim, excuse me, is the Lashon over here, Atemiskayimim, Vimlav, Ani Machzer Eschem, Latoyu Vavoyu. So the land will only remain, will only be Mekuyim, so long as Klal Yisrael are Mekabel Torah, and therefore the land was in a state of a trepidation, hence the land was in a state of Yara, and then afterwards, once they were Mekabel Shakata, then the land was quiet, because the land knew that it was going to remain. Darish Rav Simai B'Shah Shehigdimu Yisrael Nasel Nishma Bo Shishim Riboy Shel Malachi Asharis. So 600,000 Malachi Asharis came. Ulechol Echad Ve'Echad Yisrael Koshrelo Shnei Ksarim Echad Keneged Nasel Ve'Echad Keneged Nishma. One Kesser had to do with the fact that they said Nasel, and one because they said Nishma. The cave in Shechati Yisrael, once they were chayta by the Egel, meaning when they said Nasa v'nishma, the pshat is that even though their seichel didn't really understand what Torah was and if they should be mekabelet or not, nevertheless, they disregarded their inability to understand and to assess, and they were zeichet the ksarim. Once they were chayta in the Egel, where they said with their eyes that it doesn't seem that Moshe is coming back, and therefore we don't feel it makes sense to believe anymore. So the cave in Shechati Yisrael in this very same area, Yardu Meya Ve'eshrim Ribay Malachi Chavala Opirkam. So there were 1.2 million Malachi Chavala who came, and they removed them. Shenem Avis Natslu B'nei Yisrael Edyom Mehar Chayrev. So it removed their beauty, this tafshit, this Edyom, which they had these crowns, whatever these spiritual crowns were, which they received, they were removed, these ksarim were removed. It's also interesting how when it speaks about the crowns which were given, it mentions 600,000 that they gave them to, but when they were removed, it mentions 1.2 million. As opposed to 600,000 removing the same two. Here it's 1.2 million. V'am Reb Chama bar Reb Chanina b'chayrev tanu, meaning in Chayrev in Har Sinai, that these crowns were placed on them, v'chayrev parku, and so too, at Har Sinai, these crowns were removed. So, b'chayrev tanu k'damar, like we just said. B'chayrev Park with the Chsev Yisnatzlu B'nei Yisrael. It says that this Lashon of Yisnatzlu B'nei Yisrael, that it was saying it's referring to something which was removed from them, and it's referring to these crowns which were removed. Amar Rabbi Yechon V'chulon Zacha Moshe Unatalan. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeicha to all of these spiritual Ksarim. He got them, the Samchlei, because the Pasuk mentions right after this, Moshe Yikach. So it says, the Lashon of Yisnatzlu B'nei Yisrael Edyom, and then it says V'umayshe Yikach Hasa'ayal. So we're learning this lashon of Ha'ayal, that it's something which is bright. I think Rashi says V'umayshe Yikach Av Oisi Adi Lashon Acha Es Ha'ayal Lashon Behiloi Neiroi. Right, it's something which is bright, something which shines, and so on. So that's the Lashon of Oyhel, Hila Inere, like we know in the English word halo comes from this pasuk, Behila Inere Ali Roshi, and so on. So Moshe got all of that. Amrish Lakish asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu Lachziran Lanu, Shenamer Uftuye Hashem Yeshuvun Ubod Siem Rina Besimchas Elam Al Reisham. So what is this referring to? That the ones who are redeemed from Hashem will return, and there will be this simcha, meaning simcha, shemi olam al reisham, the simcha which at one time was on their head, this will come back, and they will once again get back these ksarim. Now, Amra Balazah b'shashik dimi Yisrael nasa l'nishma yatsa sabaskal v'amra lahen mi gila labanai. Who is it that came and revealed to my children this special secret, this method which the Malachi Asharis use, meaning the Malachi Asharis, they don't decide, they don't have Bechira, they just do, they're just Mekabel. So the Klal Yisrael acted in a way like Malachim. Because the pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Malachov, Yibari Kayach, Oysa Devarai. First there, Oysa, and then Lishmaya, Bekol Devarai. Bereisha, Oysa, Hadar, Lishmaya. So first it mentions about the Malachim, that they are Oysim, and then they are Shemaya. So this Nasa Venishma formula is clearly something which the Malachim use. And the question was, where did Klal Yisrael get this Kayach of Malachim? So Klal Yisrael are compared. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking about his beloved Klal Yisrael, and it says Kitapuach ba'atzei hayar. So Klal Yisrael nimshal to a tapuach. So lama nimshal Yisrael le tapuach. Leimelacha ma tapuach ze piriyay kodem la'olav. Just like an apple, unlike the other fruit. The fruit comes before the leaves. Yisrael ikdimu nase lenishma. So to call Yisrael, they will preface nase lenishma. Rashi says kach darke v'chaluk mishari lones. This is different than all other trees that hanatas pei reisav kodem la'olav. The blossoming of its fruit comes before its leaves, unlike the other trees. Good. It says the Gemara Baita, Tzadoki, the Hazil Rava to become Ayin Vishmaita. He saw that Rava was learning. He was engaged. He was engrossed in his learning. And when Rava was learning, nothing else mattered. He wasn't able to focus on anything else. What happened? V'yasva etzvas v'edidei tusikara. His hands were underneath his legs. So, because like he was pressing hard, so his hands were getting crushed under his leg, and blood was coming out. So, the Tzadiki said to Rava, you are a very hasty nation, a hasty people. You do things bepchizus, with mehiras. Just like way back when, you prefaced with your mouth to your ears, which is a very hasty thing to do, to say, I'll take it, I'll do it, without hearing what it's all about. So, akati b'pachzu saichu kamaisu, you're still holding by your original prizus, you're still a very hasty people, and you're not using your seichel to think things through carefully. If you would think things through carefully, you would realize that the way you're sitting is bad and it's causing you to bleed and so on. Meaning, Bereshi boilachu lemishma imatzi sekablisu v'ilay lekablisu. What was so bad about the nasa v'nishma, said the Tzadiki? Because first you need to listen, you need to assess whether or not you're able to do it. Rashi says, Kodem sheshamatem oisa heich hi kasha. So even before you were able to hear what is included in Torah, you immediately said Naseh before Nishma. And therefore that is an incorrect thing to do. You first need to think, and so on. So he responded and he said, Amalei Anon, the Saginan Bishli Musa. Rashi says, we have the midah of tzmimus. We have, and this is, by the way, you know, the Mefarshim say, we say in davening every day, and there's a big discussion about this. We say, ba'avur aviseinu shebotchu v'cha, v'atlamdeim chukei chayim, meaning a davar, nachot, say, a vital prerequisite to Kabbalah Satara was bitachon. Ba'avur aviseinu shebotchu v'cha, so we say, we had our avos had bitachon you, and because of that, v'atlamdeim chukei chayim, you taught them chukei chayim. It's really very much based on this Gemara. Rava responds and says, you are questioning whether or not it was wise of us to preface nasa l'nishma. We have the midah of tmimus, says Rashi. Salach ne'imei b'tzim leiv. We have tmimus, we have bitachon kederecha oisim me'ahavo. Meaning we rely on him that he's not going to do something to us which we're not able to keep and sustain, and therefore we are mekabel. It is interesting this Rashi, in light of what we've said in the previous Amud, that we said kafalem harkigigis, and we mentioned the kasha of the Rishonim. Why was he kafalem harkigigis? I, they already said nasa before nishma. One of the answers to Rishonim is because when they saw the eish hagdola, there was this concern that they would retract. Some say that the reason why kafalem harkigigis was for the Torah shebaal peh. Meaning it's one thing the Torah Shebichsav is limited, but the Torah Shebaal Peh is limitless, and they didn't necessarily know, in which case we'll say that the Bitachon of Klal Yisrael was in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they were Maktim Nasa before Nishma. But when there was all of the Torah Shebaal Peh, all of the Drabonins, loved Afka, that they had that same level. I mean, that's according to that Mahalach, that we say that the kfir was necessary for the Torah Shebaal Peh. Al Kopanim, one thing which does come out of this Gemara is that the midah of Tmimus and Bitachon was essential to Kabbalah Satera. So he said, we have this trait of Tmimus, the Sagina Bishle Musa, Ksiv Ban, about us it says, Tumas Yisharim Tanchem, that the Tmimus of the Yisharim will lead them, and so on. Whereas Hanach Inshi, like people like yourself, the Sagina Ba'alilusa, also fascinating Lashon. Let's just finish. Ksivu v'stel of Beigdim Yishadim. You are Beigdim, you are rebels. About you, that you go with Alilus. That's quite interesting. It's a quite interesting Zel Umar Zel. Klal Yisrael are praised with Yisharim and having Tmimus. And the other ones with Alilus. Now an Alila is a pretext. If you come up with a pretext, and Rashi says over here, Rashi doesn't say over here. Yeah, but the Lashon of Alila is a pretext, meaning to say that the Minim and the Kefren, they from the word go, they say, this is too difficult, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this. God is giving me something which is just unsustainable. And that is, in fact, what some of the Kofrim and philosophers said, that it's just too difficult, it's too onerous, it's too cumbersome, no one is able to keep Tayag Mitzvahs, it's an impossibility, and therefore, forget it. So Rabbu is saying, there is the Tmimus, Le'umas, those people who come with a pretext, that there's no way I'm able to do this. That is the Zel Umas Zel. Good. Amr Bishmo, Banach Mani, Amr Bienesin, Maidach Ziv. What's John the Boskin Shia Shirim Libabtini Achesi Kala Libabtini Ba'achas Me'inayich? If you recall, we had this not so long ago in Behema, where we said that the males go out Levuvin. And we had for several shitas. What does it mean, Levuvin? And one of them is that they go out in pairs. And we brought this pasuk of Libabtini. We said Levuvin is to cover over the heart, because then we said that the wolves start up with the males, specifically because the males look at the wolves in the eye. Now, Kofana, we go to this pasuk. So what does it mean? What's shot in the pasuk that it says Libavtini twice? Libavtini achisikal, Libavtini ba'achas me'inayach. So Libavtini is, Rashi says, is a lashon of kiravtani. You are makariv me. You are makariv me, like lave to lave. You brought me close. So, b'tchila v'achas me'inayich, originally, when we were just mekabel, we said, na'anasa, there's one level, one darga, l'cheshete'asi b'shte'inayich, and then once we actually end up doing it, then that's another level of kurva. Amrula aluva, aluva kala mezane b'seichu pasa. So interesting. Even though we were speaking about the Milus Yisrael, that they prefaced Nasa l'Nishma, and they acted in a way of Malachi Asharis and so on with this tremendous Korva, we immediately nevertheless mention what happened at Sinai. We say Aluva. How Rashi says Aluva is a lashon of Chatzufa, the Ulban lashon of the Chutzpahi. So how brazen is a kala who is mezane by the actual chuppah, so to call it. So whilst we were actually in the chuppah, we were mezane with the eagle. We were still at Sinai, and we were mezane. I'm Rav Mari Bro Debas Shmuel Mari, who was the son of the daughter of Shmuel. micro. What's pshat? I mean, where do we see this? Where do we see this concept? Because the pasuk says, "Ad shemelech b'mesibah," whilst the melech was still in his mesibah. The pasuk goes on to say, "Nirdi nasan reichay." Now, nerd is a particular spice which has a foul odor. So the foul odor imparted its odor, meaning to say, while the melech was still in his mesibah by Maamar Har Sinai, we gave off a bad smell with the Maisa Egel. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, nevertheless, but there's a subtle Lashna Pasuk over here which shows that the love is still there. Amar Rav, Adayin Chavivus Hi Gabon, Chavivus of the Chasen to the Kal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Kal Yisrael still remains. Tehsev Nosan V'lei Kosav Hisriach. I mean, you read it, should have said, it's bad, it's malodorous, reach came off. It doesn't say hisriach, it says nosan, so there still is a kasher, there still is a relationship. So on that lashna of aluva, we say, aluvin ve'ein an ovin, someone who is embarrassed, who is mocked, who is ridiculed, shemen herpasen ve'enem yeshivim, and they hear the insult, but they do not respond. Oisin me'ava usmeichin b'yisurin. We'll see Rashi in a second. They do their avodas Hashem with love, and they are happy with yisurin. O alein akosav eimer v'oyavav ketzeis Hashemesh b'gvurase. The ones who love Hashem have the power and the strength like the sun when it shines in its strength. Very interesting. Rashi says over here, and eleven men and all of them, achirim boyim aleim bechutzpah. So people come unto them with azas, with chutzpah, and so on. V'loyein alachirim, but they don't respond. They don't do this to others. Aizen avazamak musvichin biyisurin. Rashi says the yisurim is referring to al aliba haba aleim, meaning they are happy. Meaning when people, or they are. Besimcha, with the fact that they know it's all min hashamayim. It's like when David was mocked by Shimei, and he said, "Leave him, it's all min hashamayim," and so on. So, someone who has that level of emunah and bitachon, and they're smeichin b'yisurin, they realize that the kapara of these yisurin, so then they have this incredible, they are compared to, ketzeis hashemesh b'gvurase. Om Rabbi Yechem, Maidech Seir Hashem Yitin Omer Hamavasris Tzava Rav. So what is Pshat in this Lashon of Hashem is giving, and he's Mavasir to a Tzava Rav, to this great army. So we say, Kol Dibur V'Dibur Shiyotzim Mipia Gvura Nechlak L'Shivim L'Shenois. So this Lashon over here of Mavasris Tzava Rav, and she says Tzava Rav is Kol Umais. So every dibor was mischalik into all shivim lishenes. And there is a diun over here in this gemara, the next gemara, why the necessity for the dibor Hashem to be mischalik in shivim lishenes? Why is that necessary? What do you need it for? Klal Yisrael only spoke lashna kodesh; they didn't speak shar lishenes, and so on. That Al Shechan asks the kasha, and others ask the kasha. Others ask the kasha. And some say it's just like the nations of the world were aware of Matan Torah. As we know, the Ganze Welt stopped and they thought a marble came to the world and so on. So they all heard it. And to a certain extent, as we know, until fairly recently, it was pretty much considered to be a universal truth that the Jews received the Torah at Sinai. There might have been a discussion if Hashem subsequently chose another nation and decided to forsake the Jewish people or choose a later prophet and all that, but no one had any doubts to the veracity of the Sinai experience. So some say this is the idea. It was in Shivim Lashon. It was something which this truth kind of spread throughout the world to all the Lashonis, to all the Amim. Others speak about that somehow the Shivim Lashon is so that Klal Yisrael, wherever they will be, the Nidachim Eretz Mitzrayim, there will be a way for every single year to come back, and so on. Tani the Beir of Yishmael, Ulchapate, Shifaitzitz, sala. It says that a hammer, it smashes a sala. Ma patish zeh nechlak l'kameni tzeitzeis, just like when you use a hammer on the sala, it smashes into lots of pieces. Af kol dibur v'dibur, she has me be a pekadosh boru, nechlak l'shivim l'shoinei. So too, it also divided up into shivim l'shoinei. Okay, good. Fine. Let's see. Amr of Hanan, about Papa Maidach Ziv, Shimu, Ki Negidim Adaber. So, Negidim is a lashon of a Sar, a Moshel, a Melech. So, what does it mean, Shimu, Ki Negidim Adaber? Lama Nim Shlodivre Tera, Kenogid. Tera is compared to a Sar, a Melech. Lem Lachama Nogid Zer, Yeshbe Lahomis, or Lahach Yais, Havdivre Tera, Yeshbom. Lahamis Olaach Yes. Divrei Torah also has this incredible kayach. Divrei Torah is chayim, and it's either chayim, and then chas v'shalom if a person is not nizhar in it. The Ovein of Bittul Torah is also something which has Rachman Latzlan an ability to be mamis. V'haynu d'amar Rava l'mayminim ba sami d'chaye l'masmilim ba. Sama Demovsa. This is quite an interesting Gemara, the way Rashi explains. Rashi says, Lemaiminim, says Rashi, yeah, exactly, that is the one Samach Gimel. Rashi says, Asukim chol koicham utrudim lodas soida. People who are involved in Torah with all of their energy, and they're struggling and they're toiling to understand its secret. Gadam amishtamesh biyad yaminesh u'ikr. So what's the Gemara saying, if so? For someone who is l'maiminim ba, if you're learning Torah like that, so then it's like sama d'chayim. It's something which imparts life. But if you're learning it b'smola, so I mean the implication is if you're learning it b'rifyun yadayim, so then it's going to bring chas v'shalom, it's going to bring mavis to you. Meaning if you're going to engage in Torah in a lackadaisical, weak, roughly manner, and I mean it's quite, you know, if you just take the immediate, if you take the implication of maimina means a sukim b'chol koicham, so smila means, masmila means if you're not basic in Torah b'chol kayach, which is quite a frightening thing, it means you're learning Torah, but you're not learning it b'chol kayach, it's quite a, you know, quite a scary thing to consider. The obligation of learning Torah with Amelis and Yegia. Dabra Acher, what's Pshat in Negidim? Kol Dibro V'Dibro Shiatzam V'Yakadosh Baruch Hu Koshrim Loi Shnei Ksarim. Meaning, as Hashem spoke, when Hashem said, Anoichi, Hashem, Aloikecha, so every single Dibor which came out of Hashem's mouth, Kaviyachol, Koshrim Loi Shnei Ksarim. There were two Ksarim, which were attached. Rashi says over here, very interesting. Because the words were tangible and they were visible. The pasuk says that they actually saw the sound, the voice, and so on. It was visible. So it means there were ksharim on the words of Hashem. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, my desiv tzror hamar daidi li bein shada yolim. What does this mean? Amr Knesset Yisrael of Nekadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam ava bi shemeitzar u'meimar. So even though there is a tzar and a meriras li daidi, nevertheless, there's a tzar and there's a meriras. Nevertheless, Bein Shaddai Yolin. What does this mean? Says Rashi. Rabbi Shemitzar Umeimar Li Doidi Beigel Shamar Hured Edyech. So after the Chetayek, we said that this Tachshit which they had, these Ksarim, were removed. Nevertheless, Bein Shaddai Yolin. Amar miyad lasis le mishkan liyes mitzim tzemesh chinase bein shnei habadim. Shashinin ke mikdash rishim, ke shnei shadayim, dich, kim ubaltim, uparech, shekeshek neged ha-pesach, and so on. So even though we did the chetza egel, nevertheless, bein shadayolin, nevertheless, the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, I still want you to build a mishkan, I'm still going to be mashu the shechina, in the Besechah and so on. The pasuk continues and says, Eshkol ha-kofer deidi li b'charmi ein gedi. What is this referring to? So we say, mi shakol shalai, so Eshkol is mi shakol shalai, the one who everything is his, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ha-kofer, meaning mechaper li, al avoin ha-gdi, meaning the oven of the gdi, ein gedi, the oven of the gdi of the egel, shekoramti li, meaning that I had this almost insatiable desire at the time of the egel for lots of elihus. Rashi says over here on
that. What is the word karmi? What is the word karmi?
Yes, the karmi means to gather. It means to gather together. Well, Rashi is going to say this, and the Gemara is going to say this. But if you look at Rashi on Ein Gedi, Rashi says Ovin Egel Shehu Min Behima, or Lashon Acher Lashon Avodas Kehav Mazalas Ha'archem LeGad Shulchan. We saw Gemara before, which mentions that Gad. We saw that Don and Gad is a Lashon of Avodas Zara. We said Shekaramti. What does that mean? Sheosafti. Lis avis elehus harve. Kedichsev eile elehecha Yisrael. So we were nisave for lots of elehus, for lots of avodah zarah at the time. And that's what the Gemara says now. My mashma de hai karmi lishna de mafnishu. Where do you see that the lashon of karmi is in fact the lashon which means like to gather together, because we had this big desire for elehus. Elihus, I should say. Amr Ma'azut, your brother of Nachman, Kedisnan, Kisei Shel Kovesh, Carmen Olav, Esakele, meaning if you have the chair of a launderer, that he's Kerem, he gathers all of the Kelem on it. That's what the Rashi says, Shema Asfin Olav, Esabagodim, he assembles and he gathers all of these Kelem on this Keli and so on. Fine. That your lechi, your jaw, is like a row. Naruga sabaisim. Kol dibur v'dibur shiyatsim v'yakadosh baruch hu nismala kol ha'olam kulei b'samim. So there was this incredible, beautiful fragrance with every single dibur. V'kev, in fact, the gemara shemid dibur rishon nismala. But if already after the first dibur, the whole world was filled with this incredibly beautiful scent, so dibur sheini lahechan halach. So what makam, what room was there for the second dibur? What was it able to achieve? So we say, Hoitza Kadosh Baruch Hu ruach ma'itz reisav, Shem brought forth a ruach, v'hayim ma'ver rishon rishon. And he removed the dibur of every single one. Rashi says, "Ma'avarish Rishon LeGan Eden." So the dibur which brought about this incredible, incredibly beautiful scent, the ruach came and it took that scent to Gan Eden. Shenemar Sifseisav Sheshanim and Neitfes Mar Oiver Al Tikri Sheshanim Ella Sheshoinim, meaning it repeats again and again. With every single subsequent dibur which Hashem was malamed us, so then it was mar oyver. The mar, the besamim was oyver. It was removed. It went to Gan Eden with every subsequent dibur. Another mimra of Rabbi Shuvin Levi about matan Torah called dibur v'dibur shiatsmi v'kadosh baruch hu yatsas nishmas and shal Yisrael, meaning when we were came face to face with a kadosh baruch hu, it was parach nishmasim. So my soul left when he spoke. So, I mean, they weren't alive anymore for the second dibur. So we say, Hashem was mechaya them with the tal. Shenamra Geshim Nedavis Tanif Alekim Nachlascha Venila Ata Kenanta. Meaning through this towel, the towel which was Machayin, through the Geshem of Ratzin, which Hashem sprinkled and scattered on them, through that Ata Kenanta, you were Kenan, you kind of re-established us. and you gave us chius once again. They were taken aback, 12 mil, which was the extent of all of the Machne Yisrael. So they would kind of like hold them and support them, enable them to come back. So Al Tikri Yedoidun, that they themselves, these Malachim, were Yedoidun, Ella Yedadun, they were Medadid others. They were kind of holding them and supporting them, and they were bringing them back. Why is there a Yilud Isha amongst us? Chaim Vital says that the diuk over here is the word Beinenu. Meaning, how is it possible that a Yilud Isha is on par with the spiritual sophistication of Malachi Asharis? So how is he Beinenu? He's clearly on a much lower level. Amalayan Lekabal Tera Vos. Hashem said he's come to be Mekabal Tera. This beautiful, incredible treasure, which has been stored for 974 generations. Rashi explains the significance of that number, 26 less than 1,000. You want to give this to Boss of Adam. So the Malachim spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu in a derogatory manner, meaning Ma'enesh and Ben Adam. It's a lowly human being. Enesh is a lashon of shitcha, and Adam is lashon Adama. So you know, why would you give this to Adam, to Enesh? Hashem Adonin Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Haaretz Hashetna Hoid Chal Hashemayim. The Hoid should remain Al Hashemayim, and like we mentioned, I think, before, that the Malbim says the difference between Hoid and Hadar is that Hadar is the external beauty and the Hoid is the internal beauty. We take a pre-Eitz Hadar because it needs to look externally nice, whereas the Hoid is the internal beauty. And so there they were saying, Tna Hoidcha Daika, specifically the Hoid, the internal thing should remain Al Hashemayim, and so on. So Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hashem said to Moshe, don't be intimidated by them. Hachzir lehen tshuva. Answer them. Amalei Lefanav Ribeinu Shel Olam. Misyarani Shem Yisrefuni Be'evel Shebefiyah. I'm scared they will singe me with the fire from their mouths. So Amalei Achiz Bekise Kvodi V'chazor lehen tshuva. Hold on to my kise covered. And respond to them. So Pashup Shat is, Hashem is saying, don't worry, I'll be with you, hold on to my chair and I'll protect you. Chaim Vital says that, hold on to my Kisa covered, and that is the answer. That is the answer. Meaning to say that every single thing in this physical and spiritual world is Ne'echaz and Mushrash from some place in the higher Olamos. And the Mokam Achiza, and the Mokam where Tzuras Adam and a Yid specifically is Mushrash and is Nechaz and emanates from, is so much higher than the Malachim. So, no, I think Rabbi Chaim says that no physical or spiritual being is able to have an Achiza in something which is not Shaykh to it. So he said, Echoiz Bekisei Kvaydi V'Hachzol Hem Tshuva. The very fact that you have an achiza in the kisei hakavod, that is the answer. That's checkmate. There's nothing more to say. And that's also part of the idea why when it comes to Asher Yatzar, and we speak about how on the one hand we're such physical creatures, and we need to sit down, which is a certain priestess in Tzuras Adam, like the Maral explains the difference between when men excuse themselves standing up and women sitting down, is there a mila or a chisaron? And so on, but when we are involved in things which are very physical, we mention the Kisei Yaakov, and we say, it's known in Lefnei Chisei Chavidecha, because we are ultimately mushrish all the way up. So that's the way he touches the Gemara. Hold on to my kisei and respond. So what did he say? Shenemar ma'achez p'nei kisei parshez olav ananu. What does this mean? Amram Nachum alamed shepires shakai miziv shchinasev ananu olav. So he kind of spread his shchina on Moshe to protect him, so to speak. Am levanav. And Moshe said, Ribbono shel olam Torah, she'at nesen li maksiv ba. Ani chesham lekech asher asisicha meretz Mitzrayim. Am lehem. Lemitzrayim yiradetem, lefarish tabadetem, Torah lo matay lechem. Meaning, Torah is not shach to you. You didn't go down to Mitzrayim. Shuv maksiv ba, lo yilecha eleyim acherim. Bein amim atim shruyim, she'oivdim, avayda zara. Do you live amongst all the nations that there is this Nisayim? Shuv maksiv bei, zachar es yema Shabbos lekadshe. Klum atim oisim malacha she'atim tzrichim shvus. Shuv maksiv bei, loy siso. Masomata and yesh beinechem. It's interesting how it's mentioned out of order. First it mentions Shabbos and then it goes back to loy siso. Interesting. Shuv maksiv bei kabbat zaviyach avesimecha. The fifth Dibra of Kibud Av Eim. So Av Eim Yesh Lachem Shuv Maksiv Bei Leisirtzach Leisinaf Leisignav Zekina Yesh Bechem, which is the source of these things. Yitzahara Yesh Beinechem Miyad Hoidel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made to Moshe Rabbeinu Shneem HaShem Adin Yirmad Yishimcha V'ilu Tzino Hoidchal Shemayim Leiksiv. So, yeah, so again, just to explain a little bit so that we know, I mean, this seems to be a very simple, simplistic argument, which, you know, most young children would be able to give to respond to the Malachim. So again, they say that this answer, like similar to what we were saying based on the Malbim, which many Mufashim say, at the time of the Malachim was, Tzna Hoidcha Al HaShemayim. They weren't interested in the physical shell, in the Bechinas Hadar, and the physical actions. They wanted the Pnimius, the Hoid of the Torah. And the Hoid of the Torah would have been manifest in a totally different way. So when Moshe Rabbeinu said all these things, the point is that the Torah has to permeate all the way down to the most physical, the most Gashmi Shebegashmi, and from there it needs to be manifest all the way through in Kala Kema Kula. And I think I mentioned here before what the Shari Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius says, which is a beautiful, beautiful insight. And based on what we're saying, the words light up now. We're saying the whole diun between the Malachim against Moshe Rabbeinu was that you're a lowly person, you're shaykh to the Chitzenius, you're shaykh to the Klipa, you're shaykh to the Hadar, you're not shaykh to Hoid. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Minatseach, and he got even the Hoid, says the Shari Ephraim. That's the reason, that's Pshat in the Minig Yisrael, that after we lain, we say, Hoidoy al Eretz Vishamayim, Vayarm Keren Liyamay. So he says, it's referring to that, this battle, the battle of Hoid. And Hoidoy al Eretz Vishamayim. The Hoid is going to come down to the Eretz, and from there to Shamayim, and Vayarm Keren Liyamay. And from there, there will be a Haromas Keren Yisrael, to show the godless, the greatness of Klal Yisrael that we have even against the Malachim. Good. So Miyad Kol Echad Ve'Echad Nasa Le'Oyev. So the Malachim who Mekatshu became his friend, so to speak, Umasa Le'Dover. They gave him something. Shnemer Ali Salamam Shavisa Shavi Latachta Matanes Be'Adam. You gave Matanes, you took Matanes Be'Adam. What does Be'Adam mean? Bishar Shikaraucha Adam Lakachta Matane. So because they called you this derogatory name, Adam, Adam, Ilashin Adama, so you got something. And as we know that even the Adam applies something lowly of Minu Adama, but Adam is also Adam El Elyon. Adam is also Alav Shibadam. It's also referring to very high things, and we know that obviously the Gemara with Rav Shimon, Atam Kriyam Adam, and so on. But they were referring to it in a lowly way, Mali Yilud Isha Beneinu, he's an Enesh, he's a Shakhan, he's an Adam, he was created from the Adama, and therefore there's no point giving him this Hoyt and so on. So they gave him these various Matanis. Av Malchamavis Masalai Davar, and Malchamavis also gave him something. Shenem, because the Pasuk says, Vayiten es Hakteris Vihaper Alam, Vayamad bin Amazim, Vayan Achayim. The Elav, the Amalei, me Aviyada, had it not been that he was taught this from the Malachim, how would he have known? Where is Torah? It's no longer in the Shemayim. Amalei Nasatiya La'aretz, I gave it to the land. Halach Eitz La'aretz, so he went to the Aretz. Some say it means that, like the Sar, which is Mamuna on the Aretz, and Amar La Tereihni, where is it? So Amar La, the Sar said, Elikim Haven Darka. And Pasuk continues, Vehu Yada Es Mekayma. He knows where it is, but it's not by me. So Halach Eitz L'Yam, he went to the Sar of the Yam. And he also said, Ein Imadi. Because after all, the Pasuk says, number one, Aruka me'eretz mida, urechava mine yam. It's also too broad for being in the yam also. So it's not with me. Alach Eitzel Tahoim. Amar lei ein bi. It's also not with me. Shenemar Tahoim. Amar lei bi hi. V'yam amar ein imadi. It's not with me. It's not in the Tahoim. It's not in the yam. Avodeinu Mavis Amru Bazneinu Shamanu Shema. We also were not Mekabalit. Chazav Am Levi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rivayin Shalaylam. Pivasti V'chala Aretz. I've gone all over the world and throughout the seas and so on. V'li Mitzasi. I haven't found it. Zamalai. Leich Eitzel Ben Amram. Go to Ben Amram. And we'll see why maybe there's a remez that Hashem is calling him Ben Amram. Halach Eitzel Meisha. Mitzvah says he went to Meisha. Amalei Teresh Nasim Lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heichan He. Where is it? Amalei Vechi Ma'ani Shon Nasim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Teirah. Who am I that Hashem should give me the Teirah? You mean to say that what I am the one, ki like Teirah is mine? No, I am too lowly. The Teirah is given to me. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meisha Meisha Vadayata. Are you telling a fib? Rashi says this is Bitmiya, meaning, what do you mean? I gave you Torah. You have this wonderful, delightful thing. You delight in it every single day. I should kind of make out that as if this is mine exclusively. Being that you were in the Mayit yourself, so Tikra al Shimcha Shnema Zikra Teres Meisha Avdi, it will be called Teres Meisha. Maybe that's the reason why Hashem told the Malach that go to Ben Amram, because Hashem knew about the Anova of Meisha Rabbeinu, that he didn't want to be Maksik Teva Lanser. Varma Bishop and Levi, Bishop Shalom Meisha Lamara Matzila Kadish Baruch Hushai Keshik Sarim Aesias. He saw that Hashem was making the tagim for the Aesias. So Amaloi Meisha Ein Shalom Beircha. What is this? You come up here and you're not Makdim Shalom. Amar Lefanav Klum Yishevish Nesin Shalom the Rabbi. Well, I should say Shalom to you, meaning to say that Shalom is not just hi, how's it going. Shalom is really a bracha that you should have Shlemus. I am the Eved. You are the Odin. You are the Makar Hashalom. You're the Odin Hashalom. It's inappropriate for me to wish you shalom. Klum Yezhevish Nesin Shalom Rabbi Amar Loi Hay Lecha Lazreini. You still should have helped me. Rashi says, fascinating thing. Lazreini Leimar, about 10 lines down, Leimar Titzlach Melachtecha. You should be successful in your endeavors. Meaning you're making the tagim, you should be Matzliach. And this lashon of titzlach malachtecha is what we find when you see a person working, afilu goy b'shuk, you're supposed to say titzlach malachtecha. This is the lashon. So you should have said that to me. So miyad, which Rashi says means bali acheris, the next time round, Amalai Yigdal, the Pasuk says, Amalai Gemara says, Amalai, the Ata Yigdal Na, Ke Hashem, Ke Shedi Barata. Again, fascinating Gemara, lots to speak about. Amalai Shuvah Nevi, Maidach Ziv, Ayaram Ki Boishesh Mesha. They saw that Moshe had delayed. He delayed. He was not in the place where he was supposed to be. He was supposed to be here, and he's in the wrong place. And hence the kasha between Busha and Boishesh. Al Zikri Boishesh Ella Boishesh. The sixth has come. What does this mean? Meshash Alam Moshe Lemaram Amlam Yisrael told Yisrael to see if Arbaim Yoyim Betchila Sheish in the beginning of the sixth hour. Aniba, I'm going to come. What happened? Let's see. Rabbi Yoim, Bar Sultan of the Irbiv Es Ha'olam. The Sultan came and he was mevalbel things, and he made things like very dark, and so on. Amar lahen, Meisha Rabchan, Heichan Hu, where is he? Amar lahen, Ala Lamarim, he's up in Shemayim. Amar lahen, Bo Sheish, the time has come, and he is yet to come down. Now, Meisha was referring to the way Rashi explains. That maybe we'll just see the Rashi over here. Because Sha'ala Moshe actually says Lahar Amalehem L'Seif Mem Yoyim Ani Ba B'Sich She'Shois Heim Svurim She'Ois Yoyim Sha'ala Bay Min Aminyan Ava. They thought that the day that he went up is included in the minyan. Who Amalehem Mem Yoyim Shleimim 40 full days Yoyim V'Layla Imai V'Yom Aliyasa Ein Layla Imai and so on. So the Kitzur, because of that there was this, I don't know, call it a misunderstanding. So the Sultan used this misunderstanding as an opportunity to try and get them. So what happened? Amar lahem bo sheish v'leish gicholav. Didn't listen. Mace, the Sultan said he died. V'leish gicholav. Her lahem demus mitas. They showed the people the demos of Moshe Rabbeinu that he died, the Hainu, the Ka'am Relay, and this is what it means. La Aaron, he's there, Moshe Ha'ish. I mean, their heads were here when they panicked and they said, Moshe, this person, Loy Yodano Me Hayaloy, and it was because of this Boshesh, because of this confusion. Amalahu. Mirabonan Lur of Kahana, Mish Mialach, Mai Har Sinai. What's the Lashon of Har Sinai? What's Sinai mean? Amele Har Shinasabay Nisim Li Yisrael. Sinai is a Lashon, it's got the letters of Nis. So, frag the Gemara, Har Nisoi mi Boilis. It should have said Har Nisoi. Ella, you know what it means? Har Shinasab Simantoy Li Yisrael. It's a mountain where a good sign came to Klal Yisrael. Main Har Simanai Mibalish should have said that. Amalei my time alishchichis kamei the papa of Ravuna Brei to Yeshua. The Ma'ayni Agadata, they are Ma'ayin in Divrei Agada. The Chiz the Rabba Brei to Ravuna the Amitavayu my Har Sinai. What does it mean Har Sinai? Har Sheyarda Sina La'akum Alav. It is the mountain that from this mountain descended hatred and kina. To the nations of the world against Klal Yisrael, meaning when we became the Iker Suras Adam, it was a new Bria, it was a Madura Tinyana of Brias Adam with a higher Tzelem Alekim, and we became Gerim and High Sina and so on. So from there, Sina came and Sina and Kitrig and Kina came to the nations of the world, hence it's called High Sina. There's five names. Midbar Tzin, why is it called that? Shinitzdavi Yisrael Alav in mitzvahs. And the Midbar Kadesh, Niskachi Yisrael Alav. Midbar Kedemais, Shinitna Keduma Alav, the Torah, which is the Keduma Shal Olam, was given on it. Midbar Paran, what's Shat Midbar Paran? Shaparu v'ravu aleh, Rashi says, the call echad nis abra ishto yizachar. The mitzvah shuv alechem la alechem. V'lo yedana hecha remiza. The Al-Kopanim, we're saying I'm not sure exactly why that can't just be from the word Paran, but Rashi says there's no way that's nirmaz in Paran. Okay, I'm not sure. And then we said that Sinai sheyar the sinah la'akum alav. That from here came sinah to the nations of the world. Oma shmoy, and what is the real name? Chayrev shmoy. It's called Chayrev. Well, pligad Rabbi Avayu, dam Rabbi Avayu, Har Sinai shmoy. Really, it's called Har Sinai. V'lamanikra shma, v'lamanikra Har Chayrev sheyar the churba la'akum alav, because a churban descended into the nations of the world from it. As we said, there is lots and lots and lots to say on this, and we didn't really do justice, but we just thought, yeah. So we are at the two dots on Pei Tesamid Beis. five lines down. Menayin Shekeshrin Lashon Shel Zahiris. From where do we know that you tie this crimson string on the Seir Mishtaleach? So, Amar Lahem, I'm sorry. Yes, we said in Yuchatechem Kashanim Kashelagalbinu. Fregdimah Kashanim Kashani Miboyle. Why is it written in the plural? It should say Kashani. So, Amar Bitzok Amar Makadish Boguli Israel. Im Yuchatechem Kashanim Halalu. Shesduri Subois Meshesh Mebereish Sad Achshav. Meaning, even if your sins will be like these years, from Sheishis and Mebereishis onwards, and that these are times which are filled with Averis, nevertheless, Kashela Gelbino. So Shanim is in reference to the years of the world which has been filled with Averis, because, as we say, and like the Maral says over here, because the concept of Chait is still a Mikra. It's not Be'etzem. And that is the reason why one is able to get a kapar. I think it's the Meshech Chachma who says on this pasuk. It says, "Im yuchateichem kashanim kashela gelbino im yadimu chatoila ketzemer yiyu." The Meshech Chachma is medayik the difference between sheleg and tzemer. Sheleg is that much whiter than sheleg, and shanim, one is a dyed string, whereas toila is the red itself. So this fits very nicely with what we're saying, that the metzias of chait is kishanim, kishani insofar as it's dyed. It's foreign to your metzias. It's like a string with a natural fiber, with a natural color, and then you impose on it red dye, but it's not be'etzim. It's not really be'etzim, it's not innate to the neshama of a yud, and therefore the tahara, says the Meshech Chachma, is complete. He uses this pasuk to speak about the difference between the Averis and the Bayis Rish and the Bayis Sheni, and so on. But it fits in nicely to what we're saying over here also. Dorish Rava, let's see, we need to get to the Mishnah. Dorish Rava, Maidich Siv Luchu Nav and Yivachach Yem Hashem. So this is the beginning of the pasuk. It says, Lachuna, go now, v'nivachacha, and let us show you or reason with you, Yom Hashem, Hashem says, and so on. So, Fregdi Gemara Kasha, Lachuna, why does it say Lachuna? Boyu na mi boyle. It should say, come now. If Hashem is speaking, Hashem should say, come now. Yom Hashem, Amr Hashem, Hashem said, mi boyle. Says the Gemara, La said, Lava, Yemala Makadish Boglis, Lachu, Na Eitzlavi Seichem, Yechichu Eschem. Go to the Ovis, and they will be Mechiach you. So, the Yem rule of Nei Lefana, and they, Klaus, will say, Takadish Boroch, Rebina Shalilam Eitzlami Nelech, who should we go? Eitzlav Ram, Shamar Tala, you said him, Yadoya Teda, that they're going to have Gullus of 400 years. V'leibikish rachamim aleinu, and he did not plead for rachamim for us. Eitzla Yitzchak shebirach es Esav, and he said v'hayak asher torid v'leibikish rachamim aleinu. He wasn't mavakish rachamim Eitzla Yaakov shemar toleinich eridim chametzrayma. I'm going to take you down to Mitzrayim, and he didn't. V'leibikish rachamim aleinu. Eitzla mi neleich. We don't want to go to the others. We want you. Achshav Yema Hashem, you should be the one. If you look at Rashi, four lines down, Yema Hashem, Ata Emor Atechacha, Ubecha Anu Teilim, and to you we are, our eyes are Taila. We want you, we don't want the Ovis. So, Amalena Kavish Baruch, Hayova Talisa Matzmachem B. If so, if you Chatzaichem Kashanim Kashalagel Binu. So then I will give you a Tahara. Good. Says Gemara about the famous Gemara of Shmuel Ban Nachmani Amr Bienes and Maidach Siv. What's pshat in the pasuk? Ki Ata Avinu, you are our father. Ki Avram Lo Yodanu, Avram we don't know. Yisrael Lo Yekirenu. Ata Hashem Avinu Galenu Ma'olam Shemecha. Says the Gemara. What's pshat? La Asid Lavei. Yem la kodesh baruch hu l'Avram. Hashem will tell Avram, Banecha chatuli, your children were chaited to me. Amar lefanav ribayde sholem yimachu al kedusha shemecha. But if so, they should be wiped out al kedusha Hashem. Rashi says, five lines down, yimachu, hayol shechatu v'yis kadesh shemcha ba'olam, kishitas adin ba'avram al dvorecha. So there will be a kedusha Hashem, which will take place through the consequences of their actions. And that's what needs to be done. So, good. So that's what will happen when they go to Avram. Omar, Eimar Leil Yaakov, the Harley Tzagidul Bonim. Let me go to Yaakov. He experienced Tzagidul Bonim. Perhaps he will be more merciful and compassionate. So, and after the boy Rachmei Olai, he'll be Mavakish Rachmeim upon them. This will be, I guess, a bechin of titan emes liyakiv. It'll say, look, you know, if that's what they did, yimachol kedusha shemecha. Zok to kadosh baruch hu pelat gezach. Amar li besabi tama v'li bedarde ki eitza. I'm not going to go to the grandfathers, to the elders, for reason. I'm not going to go to the younger ones for eitza, meaning Avram, the Zeda, and Yaakov, the Enikol, the younger one, neither one of them are defending Klal Yisrael. Amr Leli Yitzchak, Banecha Chatu Li. So Hashem goes to Yitzchak, Amr Lefan Avri Beinishlam, Banai Vali Banecha. One second, they're my sons and they're not your sons. What do you mean? Beshaw Shikdimu Lefanecha Nasel and Nishma, Karasel Hem Bini Bechari. When they said Nasel and Nishma, you called them Bini Bechari. Asher Banai V'lei Banecha. And by the way, this is very interesting. Now, the pasuk of Bnei Becheri Yisrael was not said at Nasa V'nishma. Bnei Becheri Yisrael was said in the beginning of Chumash Shmos, when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go into power and say Bnei Becheri Yisrael. So that's when it was said. So, it's fact. So what does the Gemara mean to say? If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, Karaslam Bnei Becheri Yisrael. So Rashi answers this question. Very, very interesting, beautiful Rashi. And it kind of puts a lot of things in perspective. I'm always fascinated, and I'm still fascinated, and I will remain fascinated by the following observation. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the first time he encounters him, I want you to go into Mitzrayim, and I want you to go over to the Pharaoh, and I want you to say three words to him. No introduction, no nothing. Go over to him and say, my son, my firstborn Israel, Adkan. It's amazing. Just go into Paran, just say these three words. Bnei Becheri Yisrael. I mean, you know, what are you saying? What are you talking about? It's like, it's such a powerful thing. Once you've said that, you've said it all. Just tell Parah, it's my son, it's my Bechar, it's Klal Yisrael. Look who you're dealing with. You're dealing with my Ben over here. What are you messing with? I don't need to give you any background and say, what are you doing? And you're mistreating them and let them go. Say three words, Bnei Bechar Yisrael. That's it. It's an amazing, amazing thing. It's even equally amazing, we don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu did that. If you look at the Psukim, when he goes in, we don't find that he did that. Or you know, something to think about. But, okay, so that's what Hashem says. Rashi over here in Daf Pei Tes is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this incredible love to Klal Yisrael. So to Rashi, it was known to Hashem that in the future, they will be Mekabel Torah, and they will say, Nasa V'nishma, Me'ahava Kibonim. So, I mean, this reciprocal relationship between father and son, Hashem says, I can say, I can instruct you to go into power and say, B'nei B'chir Yisrael, because I know that eventually, in a long time, after all the Makis, after the 12 months, they're going to come here, eventually I know they'll say, now, they're my son. And there's Ava, there's a Yachas, there's an Avashim, it's Luya Badover, and therefore you say, B'nei B'chir Yisrael. So it's an amazing thing. The Yitzchak tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand. They said Nasa v'Nishma, you called them B'nei B'chir Yisrael in advance because you knew that they would say Nasa v'Nishma afterwards. Just amazing stuff. So Al-Kopanim says the Gemara, the Yitzchak says, you said B'nei B'chir Yisrael B'nai V'lei B'necha, well now they're my, all of a sudden they're my children, they're not yours. Number one, V'oid Kama Chatu. Come on. How much were they chayta sachaka? Lama machna cheshvan. Kama shmesef shel adam shivim shana. 7 years. Dao esrim deloy anashta olayu. Now, the first 20 years, a person isn't punished. A person isn't punished. Now, what does that mean, a person isn't punished? You're not punished the first 20 years. So there is a medrash which says that the first 20 years, the bezdin shel mal is not ma'anish. Now we know that it's a kind of very famous, common known idea in Medrash. First 20 years, you're not considered to be a bar oinish. It's a big deal in the Achrayim Lamaisa if that is true. I mean, we don't have a Talmud Bavli on that. We don't have a clear Talmud Bavli in like a Shmaitza, in like a clear Gemara. We have Divrei Drush and Agada. So, for instance, the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva in Tshuva Memtes, and he says, "We're not ain lemaidin mi divrei agada. We're not going to learn out from divrei agada to say that you're not considered to be a bar anish." So says the Chacham Tzvi. There's a tshuva of the Neid of Yehuda and others about it. But there's an interesting Maatzchias over here. The Maatzchias brings the Chacham Tzvi. He says, "But Shuvas Chacham Tzvi Siman Memtes Shepikpeik Bezal Loimer De'ena Rak Divrei Agada De'ein LeMeidin Emena." Zok the Maratzchis, an interesting thing. Va'ain Divrei Arambam Pirish Hamishnah Perek Dalad the Sanhedrin Arba Mises Ala Mishnah Habal Azachar Achish Harech Minyan Arayis Kosef. Says the Rambam, "Mei Pi Ashmua Lomadnu." She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'anish Esachayiv Kareis Rak Acher Esrim Shana. Zog the Maratzchi is, Harei, She'toka Rabbeinu Inyin Ze Le'yoseid Neman Bohayra. So you see that the Rambam was willing to take his peg and stick it in the ground and say, bring this down Lahalacha, based on this Divrei Drush and Divrei Agada. Upon him, we have, another Divrei Drush and Agada. Divrei Agada over here is saying the same thing. First 20 years in Adabar Einish, so therefore, Pashalu Chamshin is 50 years left. Dal Hafei Delelu, so 25 years you're spending sleeping, which is interesting because even according to the Rambam, you're supposed to sleep 8 hours a night, not 12 hours a night, but it says 25 years is night. So that means nighttime, a person is not involved in Averis. He's not involved in Averis. Okay. Boshlu Chafes, there's 25 left. Dal Tarti Sori Upalga. Take away Tarti Sori 12 and a half, the basic key state, that a person is davening, eating, and taking care of their physical needs. Poshalu Tarti Sori Upalga, there's 12 and a half left. Imata Sevala Skula Mutav. You want to take 12 and a half? Great. Imlav Palgolai Palgalecha, half on me, half on you. Vimtim Salema Kula Malai, and if you want me to take all 12 and a half, Harkrivis Nafshay Kamach, I will take all of the Achrayas of 12 and a half years of Chait. Poschu V'omru Atavino, Armelam Yitzchak Adsha Atam Mikalsim Li, Kalsim Kadish Borchu, So they were Mekalas Yitzchak, and they said to be Mekalas Hashem instead. Al-Koponim, that is the famous Gemara over here, a very big discussion over here, that it seems so ironic that Yitzchak Avinu, who is the one who personifies Din, strict Din, as opposed to Chesed, as opposed to Rachamim, but lasted Lavay, and some actually say, this Rabbi Yaakov Karnetsky, who says this is actually going to be the final Nisayim of Yitzchak, that he's going to be tested in something which goes against his nature, that Vinish Gvi, we find that Yitzchak is the one who is actually going to be the one to be Malamitz Chus and get us out of hot water. Says the Gemara, Amr B'chia Bar Abba, Amr B'yechen, Roy Haya Yaakov Avinu Leirut L'Mitzrayim B'Shal Shvay Shal Barzel. Really, Yaakov should have descended to Mitzrayim in chains, which is the way that a person who is condemned to Golos, Rashi says, B'Shal Shvay Shal Barzel, K'derach Kol HaGolim, Sharei Alpi Gzeres Golos Yar L'Sham. So that would have been the most appropriate way to descend. Ella Sheshusay Garmalai is caused them to go down like a mensch. Nechsev b'chavli adam emshechem, with ropes of man I will pull you, ba'avoseis ava, with ropes of love, ha'yalehem can bring me oil, I'll lift up the oil, alechayeim ba'ate love uchil, and so on. Rashi says, hitisi lechem koyach, lahachil les avoydes aperet, so you'll be able to kind of maintain, to be able to manage the avoydes peret, the Avodas Perach of Mitzrayim. Okay, excellent. Fine. We will, Bez Hashem, pick it up tomorrow at 6:00.